You're listening to Poetry, the Memoir of the Soul. I'm Barbara Leonhard, your host and poet in residence. How are you doing? How are you feeling lately with all the virus going around, spreading everywhere around the world? Every time I cough, I worry. I'm sequestered away, and I hope you are too, to keep the spread of this virus very low. And I hope today this podcast will help maybe relax you and affirm you, and as we settle in for some poetry and prose. I thought this week we could share in the mystical and magical healing powers of nature. Even with the COVID-19 virus ramping up, we can find solace in nature. It's okay to get outdoors at this time, you know, out in the yard or take walks in the country. The vitamin D from the sun is healing. Except in our area, we haven't had much sunlight lately. Lots of rain, and today it snowed again. The park across from my house is flooded with puddles of water. So it's been overcast. It doesn't help our moods, but still, we look for a little sun now and then. So we like to take drives and see the wildflowers coming up, and even the daffodils are coming up right now. So it's affirming to see that life still goes on. And I'd like to read Sharon Singing Moon's poem, Sometimes It's a Song, about Mother Nature. There's beauty all around me, how the earth astounds me with her surrendering and patient ways. She's the mother force within us, the nurturing we trust. Look to her, she'll teach you all your days. She'll offer us our sustenance, heals, and so blesses us, shelters and provides us our daily needs. Rain from the heavens, sun caressing her bosom, a fertile patch in which to plant our seed. Her blood, clean water, priceless, her bones, the stones so sacred, let her acceptance teach us how to be. For life is more than human, four-legged swimmers, winged, from a blade of grass to an ancient tree. There's beauty all around me, how the earth astounds me with her surrendering and patient ways. She's the mother force within us, a nurturing we trust. Look to her, she'll teach you all your days. I'm going to start with another section on trees. So I'm a tree hugger with good reason. Trees talk to us and to each other. I read that if we're sad, we can forest bathe by taking walks in the woods. Sitting in close proximity to trees is also nurturing. Perhaps they teach us how to live. Stay rooted right now, they say. Stay grounded. Don't panic. Just allow all these changes to take their course like they do every season. Trees teach us about longevity. Do they look stressed? Maybe after a storm, but I read that trees help each other recover from illness. A miracle, right? At this time, trees are telling us to help each other to survive, share, watch out for others. Sequester, don't spread the virus. Don't get off balance. Stay grounded. Stay rooted. Mitch Teemley, in his WordPress post, The Lives of Trees, says, and I quote, "Of all the flora around the earth, none seem quite so human as trees. Endlessly varied, not only by species, but individually, they strive to find nourishment, to grow and produce offspring. They struggle to weather the storms of life, and yet when they sense their time has come, they surrender to the earth. They are persistent and steadfast, yet patient and peaceful. Perhaps that's why they live so much longer than we do." I have many poems about trees, holy and maternal nature. Here's one, Tree of Life. Tree of Life, our map to the stars, arboreal root seaward, your flower of life, sprouting all fruit, all roots, and foraging soul in the light. I recall Joyce Kilmore's famous poem about God's sacred trees. I think I should say Kilmer. Trees by Joyce Kilmer. I think that I shall never see a poem as lovely as a tree. A tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the earth's sweet flowing breast. A tree that looks at God all day and lifts her leafy arms to pray. A tree that may in summer wear a nest of robins in her hair. Upon whose bosom snow has lain, who intimately lives with rain. Poems are made by fools like me, but only God can make a tree. Therefore, trees reassure us that we are not alone, even when we have to hide away from dangerous viruses. They say, stay the course, root to earth. Fireflies dazzle and amaze me. They have always enchanted me, as well as other poets. Their bright flashes illuminate us, and we recall them with childlike wonder. They are tiny stars that beguile us and light our way in darkness. Yas Khan, also called Yasi, on her WordPress blog, wrote a poem called Firefly Gumbo. Fireflies wing on a starlight dream, unwrapping darkness chemise, pirouetting amber to gleam. Fireflies wing on a starlight dream, the ursa swathed in aurum stream, waking the fire, stirring the moon, aureus of a glowing rune, tracing color in night's darkness, flaring the space between trees. Constellations light up this darkness, tracing color in night's darkness. Braille that makes up the eye's brightness, like nymphs on a dappled trapeze. Tracing color in night's darkness, a sky glazed with a velvet breeze. Also, fireflies are connected to the Pleiades, the constellation of stars fleeing Orion. Quote, Orion is linked to a stellar myth with the Pleiades star cluster in Taurus. The Pleiades were seven sisters, daughters of Atlas and Pleione. As the story is usually told, Orion fell in love with the Pleiades and pursued them with amorous intent. But according to Hyginus, it was actually their mother Pleione he was after. Zeus snatched the group and placed them among the stars, where Orion still persists and pursues them across the sky each night. That's from ianridpath.com. The Pleiades eventually formed a constellation. And one myth recounts they all killed themselves out of grief over the death of their sister, the Hyades. Another explains that after 7 years of being pursued by Orion, they were turned into stars by Zeus. Here's my poem, Fireflies. Sunflowers dreaming of Pleiades fairies, gracing the night in search of Hyades, creating constellations in the trees, tiny orbs revealing the souls of the elementals, departing to the moon. Many cultures have legends about the Pleiades, and you can find them summarized in a Wikipedia article. But I'm more familiar with the Native American legends that we are from the Pleiades. It's a sacred place in heaven. The Lakota people believe that they're from the Pleiades, and after death, the soul returns to its home there. So I feel like there is that we are linked to the stars. Every culture has its own way of interpreting that. So in our hermitage of owing to COVID-19, we can spend more evenings outside reading the stories in the sky. They speak of our origin in the cosmos. And how do we know? Fireflies tell us. At this time they are saying, let us light your way out of danger. You are linked to the stars, and so you're not alone. Never fear. The cosmos is here. You are the universe. You are upheld by dark matter. It's everywhere. So we have nothing to fear. Another link to the Pleiades, according to legends, is the dolphins. The Pleiadians brought dolphins to Earth to guide and even heal humans by the grace of their emotional, intuitive, and physical powers, as well as psychic energy. According to Medium.com, the dolphin, as a representation of balance and harmony, they are in tune with our instincts and very intelligent. They symbolize resurrection and protection. They have a playful nature, which reminds us to approach life with a sense of joy and humor. That's something to think about now. Resurrection, protection. They're protecting us. Resurrect, we will have new life. We should remain in joy and have good humor. Dolphins have immense powers to heal themselves and any wounds received in fights with sharks, according to LifeScience.com. It is possible to study their immune systems to help humans. Dolphins can regenerate tissue from injury without pain or infection due to antibacterial properties in their blubber. Also, there is no scarring because of special stem cells. According to Life Science, it's Zavlov who's quoted there, says, "If I saw this in a human being, I wouldn't believe it. It should awe us. You have an animal that has evolved in the ocean without hands or legs, which swims faster than we can, has intelligence that perhaps equals our social and emotional complexity, and its healing is almost alien compared to what we're capable of. We have much to learn from the dolphin about healing. As well, all plants and animals hold cures for us, and we really need them at this time. Indeed, the playful vibrational energy of dolphins has been healing to autistic children, according to an article in Nature. Moreover, the ability of dolphins to communicate and create social bonds with humans also helps children with Down syndrome to learn 4 times faster." Here's my poem, Dolphins. Though the seas rage green, they breathe into each wave. They ride the vast depths. Playful and joyous, they sink into the primordial surging dimensions with childlike wonder. Their laughter is a lifeline for those who are lost to peace, those who gasp for salvation in the turmoil of stormy swells. Fearless, they are tenacious with their pod. They guard and protect even the stranger from sharks. How their eyes dance with trust as they strike through the angry waves to your aid. Fear not, friend. We can lift you up and carry you into the light of the Pleiades, where you may be swaddled in the arms of the daughters of Pleione, cleansed of dust from old earth, set to bloom in the spring. May you heal and be strong. May you too be a beacon. May your heart be the sonar that steers sailors out of the storm and leads the lost to safe ground. May you be that joy. May you be that joy of grace. Maybe it's for these reasons that the old TV show Flipper was so popular. Dolphins are friendly mammals with keen intelligence and the ability to bond with us. No doubt the dolphin energy can lift our spirits as we feel grounded by their protection at this time. Maybe we can find reruns on Flipper online to view when we get bored during our self-isolation. And miraculously, dolphins are showing up in the waters in Italy, the hardest hit by COVID-19. So that says something to us about dolphins appearing at this time. So I feel like they're saying, we have a lot to teach you. We have healing powers that will help you at this time. Bees. I love bees. I'm a great advocate for bees. What would life be without bees? I love watching them pollinate flowers, and who doesn't like honey? Royal honey and royal jelly provide many health benefits. At this time with COVID-19, we may need to bolster our immune systems. According to Healthline, royal jelly may help fight foreign bacteria and viruses due to major royal jelly proteins and fatty acids. However, studies on humans are needed to support this claim. Because bees pollinate many of the fruits and vegetables we eat, without bees we will die within 4 years. Unfortunately, it's the bees that are dying off. So at this time, when we are caught off track from our busy lives, sequestering away, hiding from this virus, we can reflect on the value of bees and consider not spraying our gardens and yards. Not only should we keep ourselves clean to stave off COVID-19, we need to clean our environment of pesticides and other poisons that have been killing off bees and other species and indirectly killing us off too. Yes, honeybees can sting and even kill those who are allergic. This is a reminder that we need to take care of ourselves at this time, especially at this time. It is up to us to take action and caution in the face of the pandemic. Our EpiPen right now is cleanliness, washing the hands and sanitizing our environment. Otherwise, we can be stung by the COVID-19 bug. Perhaps if we spend more time outdoors right now, we can nurture our love for nature enough that we actually care more about her life. Everything she has created here is to help us to heal. But the hard truth is, we are endangering all life on Earth, and as a result, we are endangering our own existence. We now know that COVID-19 is teaching us that we are all connected. What one does affects us all. The careless skinning of a bat becomes a plague. Now we must hide away to lessen contact in order to kill the virus. Our lives have changed forever, as they will be if we kill the bees. Are we a virus to all life on Earth? It's a good time to reflect on how we can alter the destructive trajectory of Earth's demise. All we have left with, if the bees die, all we have left with is our feeling lost in our thoughts, according to Emily Dickinson. To make a prairie, it takes a clover and one bee. One clover and one bee and reverie. And reverie alone will do if bees are few. Mary Oliver wrote a poem I really like called Honey at the Table. Oh, just a minute. It fills you with the soft essence of vanished flowers. It becomes a trickle sharp as a hair that you follow from the honey pot over the table and out the door and over the ground. And all the while it thickens, grows deeper and wilder, edged with pine boughs and wet boulders, paw prints of bobcat and bear, until deep in the forest you shuffle up some tree, you rip the bark, you float into and swallow the dripping combs, bits of the tree, crushed bees, a taste composed of everything lost, in which everything lost is found. I feel in this poem she shows us that we can find the source, the way. We can follow the taste of honey on our toast back to the source in the comb. Likewise, as we reflect on Earth and humanity, we can seek the source of our knowing and the source of our healing. Christiana Reed wrote a poem called The Meadow from her book Between the Trees, Poetry and Prose. The Meadow. You are standing in a meadow. It is lush green. It's the kind people talk about from the other side. Life swells in pockets, a city of daisies, a bumblebee filling its knees, tall tulips swaying in the breeze, a buried village in the undergrowth, ants, woodlice, and centipedes. Sunshine weighs heavy on your back, on your shoulders. Your eyes water, and you cannot understand what has brought you here. To the edge of life in color, swimming in jeweled flowers, the taste of pollen on your lips, petals embracing the sun, the smell of hope, poisonous joy. You could step forward barefoot, unguarded, risking your soul for a chance to choose the flowers you adorn your home with. Behind you is a forest, its shadowy fingers lingering about your waist, stretching toward your throat to regain its firm hold on your senses and pull you into the shade. Life thrives here too, but unseen. Amber eyes become accustomed to the night sky. Families burrow in the roots of great oaks, Hedgehogs find homes in autumn debris. Birds call and mate in the trees, in the dust of your footsteps. When you began, it was a stroll, an amble into the unknown. It grew dark with heavy boughs, as heavy as your chest, threatening to end all life. All light, snuff out the life under your collarbone. At times you walked through clearings, and on the trees you saw faces, every one a loved one, but never yours. You're here, standing here in a meadow, wondering what brought you to this quiet place. In the blue sky, there's a reflection beckoning you forward. She is kind. She dreams in oranges and purples. She believes in love, and she has led you here, past faces embedded in bark, to see yours for once in the blinding sun. Reed's poem describes the lush heart of Mother Earth and the soul of our lives recorded there for all time. So perhaps we can learn about ourselves by immersing ourselves in nature. Study nature, study yourself. The moon. What would a discussion of magical and mystical nature be without speaking with the moon and about the moon? What does the moon say? It controls cycles, tides, waves. The moon opens up our intuition and rules our emotions, which vary like the waves in a lake, depending on the moods of the moon. She is our soul, while the sun is our spirit. She symbolizes the nurturing mother, so mother-child relationships, kindness, compassion, nurturing. Perhaps at this time you can connect to the moon each night to see how you feel. What are the phases of your life, your days? What is the phase of our life right now? Our days. Like any mother, she is saying, don't worry, this too shall pass. This COVID-19 scare, there is hope. But now, drink your milk, finish the spinach, and wash your hands. Clean your room, and don't touch your face. The Moon by William Henry Davies. Thy beauty haunts me heart and soul. O thou fair moon, so close and bright, thy beauty makes me like the child that cries aloud to own thy light. The little child that lifts each arm to press thee to her bosom warm. Though there are birds that sing this night with thy white beams across their throats, let my deep silence speak for me more than for them, their sweetest notes. Who worships thee till music fails is greater than thy nightingales. The sun. As the moon is our soul, the sun is our spirit. It is the fire that will kill this virus, so be outside to get the vitamin D from the sun, the great healer. Also, the sun rays kill germs. When I was young, we used to hang up our wash on clotheslines in the yard. The white shirts were naturally bleached, and if we put our shoes outside, they didn't smell anymore, as the sun kills bacteria. But now, we have laws stating that we cannot deface our lush lawns by displaying our underwear to the world. How messy we are trying to sanitize our clothes. While the moon is our mother, the sun is our father. He is our source of power to face the current adversity in our health and wellness. He oversees our creative solutions as well as our evolving identity. Who are we? Who are we becoming? Are we living with integrity? These are all questions we have to ponder now that we are home and not running from ourselves every day in great haste to succeed. That race doesn't work. What really works is to find our inner sun and to see how we shine that light. Solar by Philip Larkin. Suspended lion face spilling at the center of an unfurnished sky, how still you stand, and how unaided, single stalkless flower, you poor unrecompensed. The eye sees you simplified by distance into an origin, your petaled head of flames continuously exploding. Heat is the echo of your gold. Coined there among lonely horizontals, you exist openly. Our needs hourly climb and return like angels, unclosing like a hand, you give forever. Bats. What, bats? Didn't the virus transfer out of a bat being skin? Bats carry coronaviruses, so why are we praising bats? Dirty rodents with wings, with rabies? Bats are vampires, bloodsuckers. However, bats teach us many things. Because of their echolocation and maneuvering in the dark, bats represent the perception of things that others cannot see. Bats often represent death in the sense of letting go of the old and bringing in the new. They are symbols of transition, of initiation, and the start of a new beginning, according to PureScience.com. Death in the sense of letting go of the old and bringing in the new. I really believe that right now we are in a transition to a new earth, just like the mystics say. At this time, the bat is telling us that our lives are changing forever. We are in a major transition as we face a pandemic, our darkest moment right now. We must accept the process in order to survive it. Use our own echolocation, our common sense. Some people are resisting by calling this event a hoax. Even our president at first said the coronavirus was a hoax against his re-election, and some of his base still make that claim. This resistance to the facts delayed our response to the virus. Now we are all at risk, and those who ignore this pandemic because of conspiracy theories, may you be safe and may we all. We all need to allow the world to stop everything, like a train grinding to a halt to avoid a herd of deer on the tracks. We must resign ourselves to the reality of self-isolation rather than contracting and spreading this virus. After all, bats hang in the dark in caves or belfries or wherever, clustered together, so in their social groups, but they isolate during the day. And we should isolate too. We are being initiated into another way of viewing and living our lives. This is a huge reset of every dynamic we know. Our hard drives, as they are, don't work. This is a factory reset. We have to shut down for a while to stay safe and to reflect on our lives. We are in the time we have to update and restart. Update and restart. Now we are actually seeing our neighbors as though for the first time and reaching out. We are sharing resources and we are helping those with health insurance and incomes. China has even sent us medical equipment and money, I read. We are returning to a world of facts and science as we seek valid tests for this virus and a vaccine against it. All the cutbacks in health and science may have delayed this response. Now we see the importance of facts and the science of things. I feel like we are being taught that old ways will not work for us anymore. Big changes in our ways of life are facing us all. We must be flexible, brave, and resilient. And we must forgive rather than blame and hate. Illness stems from shame, fear, guilt, and rage. Healing results from higher vibrating energies of love, forgiveness, and gratitude. Even for the bats. May you remain safe and healthy in the healing light of love, gratitude, and forgiveness. Thank you for listening. This is Poetry, the Memoir of the Soul with Barbara Leonhard, host, writer, and producer. Information on the contributors to this podcast and sources can be found in the description of this episode. If you would like to submit any poetry for my episode, please be the first one. I usually find poems on WordPress and books and poems from friends, but send me something to milosmom@gmail.com, MEELOSMOM@gmail.com. Tell me on the subject line what it's for. Don't just say hi there. I don't know what that means. Okay. Give me some information about yourself, about anything you want me to promote. Thank you for joining me. Just leave your cup on the table and I'll take care of it. Stop by again to Poetry, the Memoir of the Soul. You'll always have a friend here. Check out my other poetry podcasts and follow, share, and like, please. Remember, you too can write your own poetic memoir. But most of all, stay healthy right now. Stay inside. Wash your hands. Don't mingle too much at all outside. We need to kill this bug. So signing off, thank you for listening.